Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 9th, 2015. And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe has expressed alarm at the level of divisions in his ruling ZANU-PF party, calling for a moratorium on the issuing of votes of no confidence in the party that have led to the suspension and expulsion of party members.
The president usually takes time to read, and while the president takes time, he will be getting intelligence on what the implications are in his party.
Today marks exactly 9 months after political activist Itai Dzamara of Occupy Africa Unity Square was abducted by unknown assailants in Harare.
It doesn't look like our government is really committed to ensuring that Itai Dzamara is found. So I'd like to really say we are very sorry about that to the Dzamara family, and to just say to them we'll continue to pray.
And the Zimbabwe National Statistical Agency says the fertility rate declined in Zimbabwe between 1982 and 2012.
Fertility declined by 21% between 1992 and 2012. By 24% between 1992 and 2002.
President Robert Mugabe has expressed alarm at the level of divisions in his ruling ZANU-PF party, calling for a moratorium on the issuing of votes of no confidence in the party that have led to the suspension and expulsion of party members. The majority of those targeted are linked to a faction allegedly led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. The latest victims are influential Women's League members, spokesperson Monica Muchangwa, and Secretary for Administration Espina Nari. The two are being accused of insubordination for allegedly defying First Lady Grace Mugabe.
Mr. Mugabe addressed the media shortly before chairing the Central Committee meeting, which was expected to produce fireworks as it is dealing with issues that are threatening to split the party again after the expulsion of those sympathetic to former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. The majority of the party's provinces want to revert to the old constitution that guaranteed a post for a woman in the presidium. The development, insiders say, is aimed at removing Mnangagwa and replacing him with Mrs. Mugabe. For perspective, Studio 7's Blessing Zulu turned to director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, Pedzisai Ruhanya, who says he's not amused by Mnangagwa's silence.
I think if you look at the history of Mnangagwa, is that in all the power struggles in ZANU that has taken place this far, Mnangagwa is usually guided by what President Robert Mugabe says. So his quietness is a strategy to read what the president wants. And once the president says something, Mnangagwa has always been an obedient son of the president. Even if the president says you are fired, Emmerson, Emmerson will go. He understands ZANU politics, and he knows that it is Mugabe who has the last word on anything that happens in ZANU. That's why he is quiet. It's not lack of strategy. He wants to understand the direction of the president. And once the president gives the direction, even if it means that he is going to be hanged, Mnangagwa will go to hang.
And let's look at this new demand, allegedly, by women in some provinces that they want a woman to be in the presidium. What is your take on this development?
I don't think that there's anything wrong. Groups in ZANU have a right to make demand on how they want to be structured, how they want their party to be organized, and how they want particularly women to be represented. But the idea of the presidium, in my understanding, is four people. We have vice president, two vice president, the president, national chairperson, and I think secretary for administration. So it means that a lady can be an of those posts.
And lastly, Dr. Ruhanya, Mr. Mugabe has not said much this far. Do you think he is endorsing these suspensions and expulsions of party members?
No, the president usually takes time to read. And while the president takes time, he will be getting intelligence on what the implications are in his party.
That was the director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, Bedzisai Ruhanya, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. Meanwhile, some residents of the resort town of Victoria Falls, where ZANU-PF is set to hold its annual conference, say police have declared an unofficial curfew as they clamp down against perceived opposition supporters. The conference unofficially kicked off on Monday and is expected to be officially opened by President Mugabe on Friday. Some tour operators, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the large number of police and plainclothes details in the country's premier resort town was intimidating visitors. MDCT Provincial Chairman for Matabeleland North, Tembinkosi Sibindi, told Studio 7 that police are victimizing residents.
What is happening in Vicforce? People are even complaining that the police, CIO, soldiers, they are on the ground. They are victimizing people. They are beating the people at night. Now people are not moving during the night because it's like there is undeclared curfew in Victoria Falls. So this is a resort, mind you, this is a resort town. Everyone is happy. There are people are spending their money. But at this juncture, people are very scared because they are beaten tonight.
So has anyone tried to complain to the police?
It does not help, my brother. Many people went to complain, to lodge complaints from the police, but there is no help from the police. They say, just go, then we'll come and see what we see. We'll come back and tell you we want to investigate it. Then they don't go and investigate. Because some of the people who are beating the people are the police, which we know them by name.
That was Tembinkosi Sibindi, the MDCT Provincial Chairman for Matabeleland North. Police could not be reached for comment. Sibindi spoke to Studio 7 from Victoria Falls.